DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Kenya, after a quarter of the polling stations have reported results from Monday's election, Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta is holding an early lead. His rival for the presidency is current Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Final results are expected later today, Tuesday. Kenyatta and his running mate William Ruto are due to stand trial at the International Criminal Court later this year for crimes against humanity. They are accused of engineering ethnic violence that killed more than 1,000 people after the last elections 5 years ago. Ruto gave his opinion on the situation.
I think we will comfortably be able to deal with our duties as leaders in this country and still be able to cooperate and work with the court with the final intention, of course, of clearing our names.
Kenyatta is the 23rd richest person in Africa and son of the country's founding president, Jomo Kenyatta. In China, the 3,000 delegates of the country's parliament, the National People's Congress, have started their first day of a 2-week session. The Congress marks the final stage of the once-in-a-decade leadership changes first indicated last November. Top government posts will be announced and Xi Jinping will complete his transition to the presidency. Reports on the economy and announcements of budgets will also give an indication of China's programme. The target for economic growth remains at 7.5%, with a promise to create more than 9 million new urban jobs. The state media has reported that defence spending is to rise by 10.7%. More than 140 cardinals have gathered at the Vatican to begin the process of choosing a new pope. The church is dogged by ongoing controversy. Cardinal Francis George, the Archbishop of Chicago, said the new pope has to accept the universal code of the church, which is zero tolerance for anyone who has abused a child. Another issue is the report by 3 senior cardinals on corruption and leaks within the Vatican bureaucracy. Retired Pope Benedict consigned the report to his successor, and it remains secret. French Cardinal André Vintois described the qualities needed for the new leader.
A good pope should speak several languages and be able to understand different cultures and to represent our faith in the best possible way.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's condition has worsened, the country's information minister said late on Monday. Chavez is battling a new and severe respiratory infection following cancer surgery. Vice President Nicolas Maduro said last Friday that Chavez was fighting for his life at a military hospital in Caracas. Chavez was re-elected last October, but was not well enough to attend the inauguration ceremony in January. He was being treated for cancer in Cuba. The Supreme Court ruled the swearing-in could be delayed. In Spain, thousands of workers at airline Iberia have started a second round of protests against job and pay cuts. The protest is scheduled to last until Friday. It could cause the cancellation of more than 1,000 flights. Iberia is part of the group which includes British Airways. Last week, the group said it would cut 3,800 jobs at the struggling Spanish airline, despite union opposition. This worker was one of the 10,000 marching against the cuts on Monday.
We're fighting for our jobs, and we want to ensure that no other jobs are cut beyond those that have already been announced. And we don't want to see the company broken up.
The president of Indonesia is in Berlin for trade talks. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is due to open a tourism convention with Chancellor Angela Merkel later today. And Chancellor Merkel has opened the world's largest annual high-tech trade fair. Open to the public from today, Tuesday, the CeBIT fair in Hanover attracts more than 4,000 exhibitors from 70 countries. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.